Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor, psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit more about that episode that I had done yesterday regarding when somebody accepts a spouse's bad behavior, or in that case I was talking about disrespectful behavior. Telling other people's business, spilling the beans, gossiping, whatever you want to call it. But accepting disrespectful behavior. And I think a lot of times we look at the spouse who's doing that, the one who's acting disrespectfully, right? I think a lot of times we don't actually look at the one who's accepting the disrespect, other than maybe you just feel sorry for them, or you think, oh, they just put up with too much, or oh, they're such a soldier for living with them, right? Or whatever word you want to use. You know, they're a saint. You might use the word saint. They're such a saint. That's not really things that I think are healthy to say. I think it's important to point out that they're mixing up the word love, because in this case, I was using people that I was referring to as Frank and Susan, but they're based on real people on TV who are sharing their lives, by the way. They're the ones sharing all of this, but I'm still choosing to use fake names here, Frank and Susan. So Susan is using this whole, I would say, excuse that, oh, she loves him, right? And I went on about that. I wanted to point out something really important in regards to that, because my whole thing was, I think Susan needs to address why is she using this word love for accepting disrespect, right? I think it's being boggled, it's being blurred, that word love. And that can cause a lot of problems. And I think it's important not that Susan do some soul searching. So not just that, but I think that there's something more to this. I think that when it comes to people, and this could be for a man or a woman who is like Susan, I think something that there could be a common theme of here, because I already pointed out it's low self-esteem is a big part of it, in my opinion. You know, she's just using this word, oh, I just love him. Well, you're more like accepting someone who's disrespecting you and other people, and that to me is a sign of low self-esteem. But I think there's more to it. You know, where is that actually coming from? Because she didn't just pop out of a box like that, right? And I would say a lot of times it comes from whoever is doing that, if it's, you know, a man or a woman or whoever. In this case, it's a Susan person. I think a lot of times it comes from her family. It's coming from that person's family. And what I mean by that is, I think somewhere in the background there has been judgment from family placed on Susan. And again, this could be a whole bunch of people, millions of people, you know, deal with this. They struggle with this. But there's a judgment that has been put on her regarding something. I don't know what, because I'm not her. But I think that's where the low self-esteem comes from. So maybe some type of an interest or passion that she had got stomped on, or was said that's wrong, or it was judged, or it was shunned, or something. But I think it goes back to who's ever doing that. I think it goes back to their family. So I think a lot of times a person like Susan can have a very hard time if somebody like me were to come along and say, you know, your spouse is acting this way, but why are you accepting it? And to say something like, I think you need to do some soul searching. I think, one, obviously someone would get defensive if you said that, but I think a big part of the defensive might be denial. And the denial isn't necessarily about the spouse. The denial is about her. It's about herself. because if she's forced to do soul searching, that would probably go back to family and whatever they were squashing that maybe used to make her confident. Like, there, I think there's something that's been poo-pooed or judged or something coming from family. I don't know what it is, but I think that's where it's coming from. So she's in denial because she doesn't want to address her family. She doesn't, if she engages in whatever her interest or her passion might be, that they may have squashed when she was younger for whatever weird reason. Maybe it's a religious reason. I don't know. You know, there's something going on there where I think it's coming more from family. So that's why she's in denial of addressing herself, is because it's almost like then she has to address her family. Like, if you have an interest in, I don't know what, it could be all kinds of things, and your family squashes it, like when you're a teenager or something, and they're like, well, that's not appropriate, or why do you want to do that? Or, you know, they say stuff like that, or, you know, I don't think this is a good look for you. Or, you know, they're judging it based on their own insecurities, the family's own insecurities. Then I think someone like Susan might shut that part of herself off, which creates low self-esteem. And then she ends up in a marriage situation where she's putting up with something, you know, and it's stemming from low self-esteem, but where is it coming from, right? You know, where does it originate? So if you ask somebody like that to address it, it's almost like you're asking them to do something they're very uncomfortable with, because they're not just addressing why they might be accepting rude behavior. They're having to address their past and their family, maybe. You know, maybe they're having to address their family. So it's a much bigger thing. And I wanted to just touch on that because I think it's important, right? Because it doesn't come out of anywhere. Like, it comes from somewhere, right? You know, maybe her family is somebody, or is the type of family that mocks people, or they're very judgmental or snobby or, you know, uppity, whatever the word is. They ridicule, or they're the bullies. You know, maybe they're bullies. But it's coming from somewhere. So, you know, that soul searching that I think that the Susan person would have to do, there's a lot more to it, you know. So sometimes that's why it can be very hard when it can turn into a denial thing. So, 'cause it's like you're asking them something very big. And a lot of times all you're seeing is the spouse who's acting out rather than the spouse who's accepting the acting out. But I just wanted to add a little bit to that. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.